Hello, and I'm here by duty and honor of my country to warn you, you're entering into the personal space of Personal Development Unplugged, and it may seriously, yes, seriously, make your life so much better. Thank you.
Personal development. Hey, welcome to the 5 minute quickie. What are we going to talk about today? Well, I had a thought the other day. You know, you see these, I suppose you call them child prodigies. And they're so bloody brilliant. You know, you see these children who can play guitars so wonderful, or wonderfully, and you think, wow, you know, that it's such an inbuilt, inherent talent. You know, it's passed down through their genes and things like that. Now, that can be so off-putting. You know, it can be awe-inspiring, you know, when you see them, but it can be so off-putting if you consider that it's just hereditary. Because if you're not like that, and you can't do that now, then obviously it's not in your genes, and therefore you'll never be able to be that good. Now, here's the thing. It could be. I'm not saying it isn't, but it could be in the genes. But I also think that we've all got this ability, maybe not to be as good as them when they become our age, because they'll have been practicing for God knows how many years now. The thing is, we can be like that, but think about it. Let's think, why are they so good? How can they be so good? Let's think of this as a modelling situation. Well, one of the reasons is they are childs. Childs, they are children. And with that, they have the mind of a child, which has so few boundaries, so few limiting beliefs at this stage. So they have no fears, certainly about that particular thing. So they don't worry about what other people are going to think. They don't worry that, can they do it? Am I doing it right? They just go ahead and do it. And if they're encouraged to make this thing pleasant and happy, it becomes a good thing to do, and the good thing to do becomes even more, and then the results start coming. And it can be absolutely brilliant. So what's missing from our side of that, our way of doing our practicing for personal development? Well, it can be just that limiting belief, a limiting belief that, you know, is not in my genes, it's not in my DNA, well, that's rubbish now. Like, what would happen if you didn't have that belief? What would happen if you had that childlike curiosity, creativity, imagination, and you also had that non-belief, as it were, that it's just fun? How much would you learn? How much quicker would you learn? How much quicker would you progress in this wonderful world of ours? And this thing, I think, is something to just consider for a while. You know, what is actually stopping you? You know, is it a belief? Is it an emotion? And normally the two come together. And just notice what feeling you get. And maybe just ask yourself, what belief do I have about this feeling? And if a belief comes up, which means I can't, or I'm not good enough, or people will laugh at me, people will think I'm stupid, I am stupid, all those type of beliefs. And then just think of, well, where in my world doesn't that belief exist? Or what belief would be better? What belief would support me? What would be the intention of being able to do whatever I'm doing? What would I get out from this? How would it make me feel? And let's flip all these negatives on their heads by understanding how good it would feel, how it would enable you to just enjoy life, to maybe it would help you in all different ways. And that's just taking time to consider. To consider what are the benefits. And then if those benefits are real benefits, you can just allow yourself to be free. because then you have knowledge. You have knowledge that these children, you can just, you know, model them. Because that's all they are. They're just people who are doing wonderful things. And that's all you need to do. Just allow yourself to be wonderful. And notice, yeah, sometimes our fingers maybe not quite so dexterous if we're trying to play the guitar, but they can be. Or you'll learn to find a way. We find great teachers along the way, but the first teacher must be within us. The teacher to allow us to be free to learn, and the reason we want to learn. When we get that, there are no boundaries, because the only boundaries we've had are the boundaries that we've imposed ourselves. Oh, I just noticing now, well, I'm rattling well past 5 minutes. But this is something I want you to consider, because we see these things and see these people. And it can be, as I say, or inspiring, or it can be a turnoff. And let's just flip that over and say, well, how could I emulate that? What would I need to do? And what would that give me? And when your unconscious mind understands, I think then you start to work together and create wonders yourself. Because, you know, you're more than that. Enjoy. I hope this gives you something to think about. It gave me something to think about, and it still will. The more, and the thing about this is now, the more I see these people doing these wonderful things, it inspires me. Maybe I won't get up to that standard, but I will be better than I thought I could be. And if I can be better than I thought I could be, I can be better than that. Because you can always just increase that thing by 1%, can't we? And over a period of time, that 1% becomes absolutely massive. So enjoy, and enjoy every heartbeat. Let's all think together and do and be awe-inspiring. And just before you go, I just want to say thank you for listening, but also, wouldn't it be nice if you had a friend that if they knew that you weren't feeling quite yourself, they recommended something like this if they felt it was something good for you. So if you have a friend that you feel could benefit from any of my podcasts here, please do share. Share with everyone you can think of. That would be really nice. Really nice. And if you like, you can go to iTunes and you can subscribe. There's a subscribe bit there. And you'll get these podcasts come onto your device as and when they come along. I'm doing about 2 episodes a week now, so you're going to have the 5-minute quickie and the longer podcast for a little bit more in-depth work. So please do that. And if you're feeling so kind, that kind, if you could put a lovely review in where it says review, because that's where reviews go. I said I'd make it so simple, and in simplicity, there's genius. Yeah, please do. If you want to find out what I do, the other things I do, you can go to paulclough.co.uk. That's my website. And if you want to ask me a question, please email me, paul@paulclough.co.uk. Love to hear from you. We've got lots of things to do. And I just want to support you in creating your reality. Okay? So enjoy. Have more happiness than you can stand. And shine so brightly and create that reality you love. Okay, now. Bye-bye now.
Personal development.
Unplugged.